Tonight's youth service, and appreciate our young people. I've asked some of them to share on the topic of Jesus is blank to me. Whatever they want to fill in the blank on that is up to them. But Jesus is something to me. And I'm thankful we serve a personal Savior. Amen. Aren't you thankful for that? Sister Victoria is going to start us out tonight. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to her.
When Brian asked me to speak about this topic, I tried to think of one specific word that Jesus means to me, and I couldn't, so I chose the word everything. I don't listen to directions very well, sorry. in times where I felt alone and felt like I had no one to turn to, Jesus was my friend. In John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And whenever my family or our church family has lost a loved one, Jesus was my strength. And Matthew 5:4 says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. In times of temptation and personal struggles, Jesus is my rock. John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Whenever I mess up, Jesus is my forgiver. In 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In Job 23:8-12, it says, behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, and I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take when he hath tried me. I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. And I'm so thankful that no matter what happens in life, Jesus is always to forgive, comfort, and strengthen us.
Hi, everybody. I was going to come up here, and I was going to say something that I thought would be powerful. I thought it would be awesome. But I'm going to change it, because I feel that God's pulling on my heart to say something different. So tonight, I did this at youth nursing home, so I'm going to give you something a little different. Hi, my name's Aaron Lawson, and I shouldn't be here tonight. If you knew my family, if you knew my history, I have family that are on drugs tonight. I have family that have STDs. I have family that is so lost. And I was lost for a long time. I was close to suicide. I held the knife to my wrist. You know, you get scared when God's not in your life. When God's not in your life, you want to run. You get lost in that darkness. That darkness will scare you real bad. But I'm glad God will find you in that darkness and he'll bring you out. It's freeing. It ought to make you want to shout. I'm turning 17 next month. I have gray hair. Yeah. So for you, you think you're old? You're not old. You just got gray hair. You're wise. I'm just so glad I'm out of that darkness. For some of you who don't know, I almost got put into a lockup because of that suicidal tendency, and it was a cry for help. I'm glad God helped me. Thank you for your time tonight.
Well, I know you said that you had something more powerful planned, but that was really powerful. Yes. So, for the time that I have in front of you, I would actually also like to talk about something more on the intense side. God brought this to my attention a while ago, and it has been weighing pretty heavily down on my spirit. We are under attack. Our God, our Christianity, is under attack by the media and education. 2 and 3 year olds are being risen up to be able to choose whatever gender that they believe. This upcoming generation is being raised in sin and darkness. My contribution to this is Jesus is a war cry to me. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil is engaged in spiritual warfare whether we like it or not. He gets up, he gets dressed, and he goes out to kill and destroy. We have a great teacher. We have an amazing pastor. But to whom much is given, much is expected. We are not ignorant. We know God's will. It is a daily battle to have our salvation, but we have our salvation. There's an overbearing need for us to step up and spread our salvation. We are it. We are the Christians. There is no one else. There is no one else for us to pass on our Christian duty to. There are people who do not know God's will, and there are people who, if they know Jesus' name at all, it is a wishy-washy, good, peace-promoting guy. Look at that cross. Look at it. Jesus, God's incarnate, died for you, and the church today is more concerned about how padded their pews are and how many flavors of coffee that they have than how many billions of people that Satan is dragging down to him to hell. It is our duty. We are not ignorant. We know biblical truth. And in return, souls rest on our shoulders. We may think that we are saved, our family is saved, we pay our tithes, but I rebuke that mentality. I am privately aware of this because at school, people come to me for counsel. I go to a Christian school, it is called Dayton Christian, and there are teenagers who think they are gay at a Christian school, let alone a public school. Good people of Union Road, Christians are failing. They are losing the battle. Jesus is called a homosexual in the media today. The devil's waging war, and we need to meet him on the battleground. Every coworker, every classmate, every friend that we surround ourselves with is a soul, and if we do not fight for that soul, they will burn. I have nightmares of this, that they will scream, "Zach, we are burning. You didn't tell us. You should have told us one more time." I challenge you every time that you have the opportunity to take it, seek them out. And when the devil tries to stop you, Jesus. When you are too afraid to talk to them, Jesus. When you are afraid they will make fun of you, Jesus. Call on his name, Jesus. He is your war cry. He died for you and he died for them. Do not let them burn. The only one that we need to fear is God, and God is on our side.
Amen. I appreciate our young people, and the Lord is working in their lives, and they all bring a different burden and perspective. And the reality is, Jesus, he's here tonight, and he knows. Jesus knows what's going on in your world. He knows. He gets it. You know, I was praying Sunday night. We've got several friends and some family that is battling. And I was specifically praying for an individual with a battle of cancer. Sunday night, we were here in service, and it just came, you know, out of my spirit. Lord, you're not afraid of cancer. You are not taken by surprise. You are not overwhelmed with the thoughts that bring such pain and distraction into our worlds. It does not change you. And so I'm going to conclude us tonight with just a simple thought. Jesus is peace to me. Amen. I want to turn our attention to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Notice this. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Peace that is able to settle us. Peace that is able to give us right thoughts and give us a lifestyle that is not up and down, that is not overwhelmed, that is not suddenly taken into a depressive state. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. One of those things that we cannot rightfully explain with our mere words, but if you've ever been in that situation where you had to call out on the name of Jesus and yet you were very much aware that His presence was there and you could not explain it to anybody else, but in the midst of the hardest times of your life, when you called on the name of Jesus, His peace suddenly settled all of those fears, those emotions, those feelings of inadequacy, those moments of terror. The peace of God was able to settle in you what was not naturally settled. We see this in the physical. When Jesus was with the disciples on the boat and the storm was raging and the waters were blowing here and there and the waves were tossing to and fro and they were scared for their lives, and the Master steps upon the stern of that ship and He says, "Peace, be still." And the Bible said the winds and the waves ceased, and they marveled, wondering, what type of man was this that even the winds and the waves obeyed Him? That same God, that same Master, that same Savior, He is available tonight to speak peace to our lives. Hallelujah. What are you facing? What's got you awake at night? What's the enemy using to bring about torment in your spirit? Talked with an individual today that said, "I laid awake all night last night thinking about waiting for a doctor's report." You know, that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to block out who Jesus is by trying to get you to believe that your situation is the one situation in the vast corridors of eternity. It's the one situation Jesus can't handle. Did you ever notice that? I mean, I know He healed all manner of sickness and disease in the Bible, but my situation's the one He can't. No, that's the enemy. And we're going to go on here in verse 8, and this is how he brings about peace in our mind, in our spirit. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, pure, lovely, a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do." And notice this, "the God of peace shall be with you." Hallelujah. When we begin to turn our attention, our affection, our desires upon the God of peace, you will surely find He has been there the entire time. Hallelujah. What are you focusing on? What are you thinking about? You know, the reality is, we got music come tonight if we could. The reality is, we know that God is the God of peace. Do you need peace tonight? Does your soul need peace? Ask yourself that. Does my soul need peace tonight? See, the enemy loves to bring back sin and failure and regret. The Bible said that if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and He knows all things. So if we've put those things under the blood, we can be assured that He will keep us. So we have a peace about our future. We can have a peace about our salvation, that He will sustain us, that He will keep us from falling, that He has never left us or forsaken us, that we cannot be taken out of the hand of God. We can have a peace about our today. Our today. For we know that all things work together for the good of them that love Him, that are called according to His purpose. Peace. Is your family going through something? If we were real honest, parents, adults, grandparents, that's probably what keeps you unsettled more than anything is making sure your kids are okay, your grandchildren. God knows how to take care of them. Hallelujah. What about our own life? Is there something that's just tearing at us? We need the peace of God. He's peace to us tonight. We've heard several things. Jesus is our war cry. Jesus is our Redeemer. Jesus is everything. That encompasses it all. Amen. Jesus can be your peace tonight. Amen. Let's stand tonight all across the house. I appreciate our young people. But here's what we're going to do tonight. We've got plenty of time. I want to ask you in your own life, if you would just say, you know, Pastor Brian, my heart is not settled. I'm battling stuff. My soul is heavy. Take care of that tonight through the power of Jesus Christ. We invite you to come to this altar. We'll pray with you. We won't be alone. It's that first step you got to get past. I promise you it'll be easier if you keep coming. I want to invite you right now, if you need Jesus to work in your life, would you come to the altar? Would you respond tonight and say, you know, Pastor Brian, I need peace in my life. I need forgiven. I need to be brought out of a dark place. I need to be set free. Is that you tonight? Won't you come? Won't you come? Amen. Church, can we pray? Heavenly Father, we love you. We need you. We trust you, Lord, that you are good and that your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. I'm asking, Father, that you would come by right now, and Holy Spirit, that you would begin to knock on the heart of every individual here that needs you. There is not a sin, there is not a case that is too big for you to minister in. I pray right now that you would come by and draw them to Christ, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Is there anyone in the house tonight you need Jesus? Is there anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? All across the house, you say, Brother Brian, Jesus is to me, whatever that thing is, and you just want to call out to him, talk to him, take care of that thing, minister to your life. Won't you come all across the house? Let's fill these altars all across the house, church. Let's come. Find a place to pray. Call out to the Lord. Oh, we need him tonight. We need him tonight.
The name of Jesus, healing in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Peace in the name of Jesus. He made the lame to walk. He made the dumb to talk. He made the blind to see. He made a way for me. When I was down and out, deep in despair, my Savior came and He found me there. He brought me out without a doubt. Jesus, something about the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Peace in the name of Jesus. Jesus, something about the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Peace in the name of Jesus. Jesus, something about the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Peace in the name of Jesus. He made the lame to walk. He made the dumb to talk. He made the blind to see. He made a way for me. When I was down and out, deep in despair, my Savior came and found me there. He brought me out without a doubt. Jesus, something about the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus.